Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Blend It, the podcast series hosted by me, Brittany Pagan. If you listen to BakerRadio.org, you know me as your host from the West Coast on the Blender. And if you listen to the first podcast, you know that this is a four-part series for this fall semester called College Among the Classes. And so I am going to be talking to students from each class. And we started with freshman year last week, and now it'll be sophomore year. And my goal is to see if I can find any themes or commonalities between each classes, or really to see how individuals grow here at Baker University. So I am quite excited to hear what I find after all four podcasts are done. But thank you for tuning in for the second session, round, I don't know, episode, I guess, of a podcast. Yeah, totally. So again, this is sophomore year for College Among the Classes. And today with me, I have Ashley Pippin.
Hi, everyone.
How you doing today, Ashley?
Great. Had a long day.
Yeah. It's been a good Monday, for sure. So, all right, we're going to start out with some basic stuff. So tell me about yourself. Background, interests, hobbies.
So I'm from Topeka, Kansas, so I'm not that far from home, so that makes going to college a little bit easier. It's only like a 45-minute drive. I guess my hobbies, I don't play any sports or anything. I like listening to music, finding different stuff that no one really can hear on the radio or something. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Sweet. So definitely different. So last week we had a freshman who was from Colorado, and we talked about how that definitely changed her perspective for Baker. So you being so close to home, does that kind of affect why you chose Baker or how you found out about Baker?
Yeah, I'd say so. I pretty much chose Baker because my mom went here, and I mean, she didn't like force me to go here or anything, but she told me to come on a visit, and I liked it after that. And there's a couple people from my high school that came here for sports, so I already kind of knew a little bit about it.
Nice. So have you enjoyed your experiences here so far at Baker?
Yeah, I really love Baker. I like that it's small, but not, like, too small that everyone is, like, in your business or knows everything about you. But it's also not big to where it's, like, overwhelming, and class sizes can be kind of scary. It's really easy to learn here, so.
Yeah, I love the small class sizes and getting to know your professors really well. So
yeah, that's another really big thing, is that if you have a question, you can just personally talk to them. You don't have to email them. I mean, you can if you want to, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so tell me about one of your best and one of your worst experiences here at Baker.
I'm going to be cliche. My best experience is probably joining my sorority. I'm in Zeta, but yeah, that was probably the best experience here because it's led me to all my friends and just gave me a lot of opportunities that I don't think I would have had other than that. And my worst experience, I don't know, I don't really have one that comes to mind, so I guess that's probably good.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic.
I guess just like taking bad classes, or not bad classes, but like classes that are not for my major anymore, so it's kind of like a waste almost, but I guess it led me to my major, so.
Yeah, exactly, you know, find out what you don't like, find out what you do like, and then do what you like.
Yeah.
In the simplest of terms. Okay, so your best experience kind of leads me into my next question. I was going to ask about Greek life, since you are in a sorority, and just ask how that has kind of helped shape you as an individual. So last week, the freshman who was on the show, Tiana, was not in Greek life, and she said that she really enjoyed that. So you're kind of on the opposite spectrum of that. And so how do you think Zeta has shaped you and your experiences?
Yeah, so I think that it helped, like, me integrate into college easier because I felt like I already had friends, even though I didn't necessarily really know them, but like just on the first day of classes, not really sure about anything, not really knowing where anything is or what to expect, and you just walk into a room and you can see like a couple girls from your house or something, or someone that you talk to during recruitment, not even necessarily in your house, and it helps like, make stuff easier. And, like, if you have a question, you can always talk to them. And, like I've said before, it led me to my best friends. And, yeah, just stuck with them.
That's awesome. Okay, so I know last year you were living in the dorms, and now you're living in the house. What's it like living in a sorority house compared to living in the dorms?
So I actually really liked the dorms. I was in the NLC, so my room was, like, really nice and new, and I kind of already knew my roommate before, so I knew that we would get along and be fine. So I really liked living in the dorms, and I was kind of worried about having to go live at Zeta because I didn't really know, like, all the older girls or, like, what to expect, and I don't know, I just really liked the dorms, having, like, my own separate time as opposed to being around, like, 50 girls all the time. But I was really happy that I moved in because now I just get to, like, be with my friends all the time, and you can find alone time if you want. So I guess really the only difference is I don't really ever have to leave the house for anything. Like,
true.
Yeah, when I lived in the dorms, like, I would have to leave to eat or leave to, like, if I want a coffee or something, or, like, to see my other friends, I'd have to leave. But now I don't really ever leave Zeta.
You could always stay at Zeta forever, never having to leave. Perfect.
Which is nice now since it's freezing. Yeah. All of a sudden.
Kind of upset that we had to go outside to walk to the studio. But that's okay because it's nice and warm in here now. So if you could choose where to live right now, would you choose to move back into the dorms or stay in Zeta?
I would choose Zeta. Mm-hmm. Just because it's fun and it's an experience. And, I mean, I loved the dorms, just, like, being by myself and, like, decorating it however you want. But, I don't know, Zeta just feels more like a home since it's, like, an actual house.
Huge house.
Yeah.
Crazy how big of a house. Okay. So, now you're a sophomore, and how has this year been different from your first year so far?
So, I think my freshman year, I just kind of breezed by in my classes. Okay, like, class-wise, this sounds different. I breezed by in my classes, and it didn't really ever take me much thought in most of my classes. Like, not to say that they weren't hard and I didn't have to put in effort, because it was compared to high school, but now that I'm, like, starting to see what actual college is like, I feel like it's a lot different, because actually I have to study now and, like, take my time writing papers and actually get people to proofread them. And I feel like freshman year I was more focused on, like, making friends and, like, figuring out what college is and, mm-hmm. like, trying to go to, like, as many games and as many parties and as many, like, events as I could to just, like, meet people. And now, since I've pretty much met everyone, I have my group of friends and everything, I don't know, it's more focused on school and the classes are harder, so.
Yeah, exactly. So you found your niche, you're able to, like, have those friends and social life, but then it's getting tougher with school.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't think it's the hardest to come, but it's harder than freshman year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can promise you it will get harder. So do you feel any different as, like, a person than you did compared to freshman year?
I think freshman year, as a person, I was just, like, always looking for something to do and, like, always wanted to have fun and, like, couldn't really be by myself, I guess. Like, I always wanted to, like, be with my friends or, like, go out and do something. And, like, now I'm, like, happy if I can get even, like, 5 minutes to myself just to, like, relax and not think about anything else. Mm-hmm. Just, like, watch Netflix or YouTube or something. Just take my mind off something. Not to say that I don't like to have fun still, but I'm, like, okay with staying in now.
Yeah, I was like that too freshman year. I was always going out. I was, like, never in my room, and now, like, I love my alone time. Mm-hmm. Like, my time in my room to just, like, nap or, like, just to do my homework by myself is, like, some of the best times now. So it means we're getting older.
I know. I, like, felt old saying that. I was like, no, I still like partying.
And the thing is, we're so young, but then, like, in the scheme of college, like, when you're, like, another year older, you just feel so old mm-hmm. in comparison. And then when you look back on your freshman year, it's just, it's kind of weird.
I know. I'll probably be like, what was I doing? Going out, like, all the time.
That's all of us, probably, yeah. So what are you looking forward to in the rest of your sophomore year?
I'm just looking forward to, like, getting deeper into my major and taking more classes that are, like, more centered towards what I want to do, really, and, like, what I will be doing in the future, and just, like, kind of being able to, like, give advice to underclassmen or, like, help people out, stuff like that.
Nice. Are you thinking about getting involved in anything like Wildcat Welcome, orientation leader, being able to be in that position for freshmen?
You know, I applied for both of those last year. I didn't get them, so maybe I'll do round two.
Yeah, always. You never know what's going to happen. Definitely. Okay. So what is exciting or intimidating about your next 2 years of college, the second half?
Something exciting, like I was saying, just being able to get deeper into my major, take the classes more geared towards what I want to do instead of just, like, the entry-level ones. Something I'm scared for.
Yeah. Nervous, excited, scared for.
Something I'm scared for. Just the classes getting harder, I guess. I don't know. I don't really like to think about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's good you don't. Just thought I would ask and see if there's anything.
I don't know. Now I'm getting scared.
Don't be scared. It'll be good. Like, you seem very excited about your major, so that's good. Mm-hmm. So do you know what you want to do since you're, like, very involved in your major?
I've just been throwing some ideas around in my head. I mean, so my major is mass media public relations in Spanish. So I think I've always been set of being, like, a PR rep for an international company so I can keep the Spanish, like, language fresh in my head all the time and, like, stay fluent. But now, I don't know, like, just getting more into it because, like, before I took these classes, like, I wasn't really into, like, photography or video or, like, anything like that. And now I'm starting to get more into it. So I'm like, what jobs could I do that's more centered around that in PR? So
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
We'll see.
Not set on anything.
Hey, that's okay to be, like, open-minded, and you never know what's going to pop up for opportunities, so that's good. But it's good that you actually are enjoying your major, so then you'll enjoy what you do.
Finally. I finally picked a major.
Yeah.
I took, like, 7 different types of classes freshman year.
Yeah, would you have any advice for freshmen who are kind of struggling to find their major?
Honestly, I would do what I did because it helped me find something that I truly do like now. So I would just take, like, a bunch of different classes. I mean, I had, like, 3 or 4 interests, so I took those classes, and then this is what led me to my major. So if you have, like, certain classes in mind, like, I had, like, business in mind and education, and I took those classes and just saw that that wasn't for me, but then it led me to what I'm at now, so.
Nice. Very nice. All right. So just a few more questions here for you. So if you could go back to your freshman year, what would you change, if there's anything? Anything at all?
I don't know. I think I had a good freshman year. I have to think about that more.
Yeah?
I don't know. Probably taking those random classes. I mean, it did help me, but also when I look back at it, I'm like, I knew this is what I wanted to do, and I was just, like, kind of too scared to settle down in something.
Yeah.
Because I like learning and, like, learning different stuff. Like, if I could, I'd have, like, 6 different majors.
Oh, nice. You'd be in college for quite some time.
I know. I have no money.
Oh, yeah. I already have no money. Yeah. Not even finished with school yet.
But, yeah, I guess that's probably what I do. But I also think that it helped me, so I don't know.
Nice. Well, all right. Okay, so what is a piece of advice that you would give a freshman who's getting ready to transition to their sophomore year, or just advice they could use for the rest of college?
Just a lot of people say that it gets harder. Don't be scared. Just go into it. And if you still haven't found your niche, because I don't think I necessarily did freshman year, like, don't worry about that, because you will as you get older, and, like, you'll find that core group of people that's for you, or, like, your core interests. So just don't stress out about that too much.
Perfect. That's really, really good advice.
Thank you.
Just give advice to everyone. Start, like,
I'm the advice giver.
Yeah.
Ashley, the advice giver.
AAA.
I'm trademarking that. No one take that.
Trademarking AAA. That's all. You should actually do, like, a Twitter page. I'm sure people would, like, follow you.
everyone follow me at Ashley Advice.
At Ashley Advice. You heard it here, folks, on Blend It. Starting a new trend here. Perfect. Okay. So then just something that I like to end with. So, you know, it's not as deep because I feel like I'm not necessarily that I hit like deep questions.
My advice is deep, everyone.
Yeah, that's what's deep. It'll hit you in your heart and soul, make you feel real good, think about your life. But just some fun questions, and they're just favorites. So what's your favorite thing to do in fall?
Go to the Lewisburg Cider Mill. I don't know. Sorry, guys. But yeah, it's really fun. I didn't even know it existed until last year when we went there for Mom's Day. And it was so fun. And they have the greatest cider donuts, which I also did not know existed. But yeah, they're delicious.
I would actually say that Ree's Fruit Farm has better apple cider donuts than Lewisburg. And they have better cider. Like, I'm not kidding.
Okay, I saw your thing in the fridge with that. And that's from Topeka. That's in Topeka.
Yeah.
It's and like, I, like, didn't even know. I mean, I knew it was a thing, but, like, it's not huge in Topeka.
No. Well, it's a really small place. Like, there's no like farm with it, like Lewisburg Cider. They do like stuff for the fall. Like, they don't have a bunch of stuff like that. It's literally just they just sell all their products. And well, they have everything. It's a bunch of, and they have a bunch of different types of cider. Apple cider donuts are like a big thing there. And then they do anything with an apple product or anything, like they make it, they sell it, and it's like phenomenal. It's way better than Lewisburg, because I only knew about Lewisburg for the longest time. Mm-hmm. And then I found out about Ree's. So good. So
apparently
much better.
I need to go. It's only like 10 minutes from my house. So I don't know why I've never went. It's just not like that big of a thing, I feel like.
I wish it was like 10 minutes from Zeta, because I would drive there all the time, or like 10 minutes from Baker. So anyway, yeah, check out Ree's Fruit Farm in Topeka or Lewisburg Cider Mill. Free shout outs right there, you know. No sponsorships. They should. But apple cider donuts and apple cider.
So good.
Perfect. Those are perfect things for fall.
Perfect.
Perfect. What's your favorite color?
Yellow. It's happy. I'm wearing yellow
You are wearing yellow. That's fantastic.
It just makes me smile when you look at it.
It's a perfect color for you, I feel like.
Thank you.
And then what is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Well, I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, I forgot about
that. But, yeah, me and you.
Yep, lactose intolerant buddies.
But the Halo Top vegan ice cream and cinnamon roll.
I've
so good.
Not had cinnamon roll. I've had the salted caramel.
Honestly, any flavor, the vegan kind, is really
that's
good.
That's true. And it's because it's dairy-free, GMO-free, gluten-free, something-something else
it's
free.
It's good for you.
So it's, like, actually really, really good for you because they don't have, like, all the, like, processed ingredients. And it still tastes good. So, yeah, another shout-out to Halo Top for making ice cream that we can eat.
Oh, and the birthday kind. Mm. I got it on my birthday. Mm. Haha. But it was so good and has sprinkles in it.
Really? So I don't eat ice cream that much, and just because I can't. And I always forget that I can go get the Halo Top kind. It's never like on my mind because I just avoid ice cream now, even though I love ice cream. Because once I start eating it, then I can't stop, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Especially in those little pint. I know. I'll eat the whole thing.
I will eat the whole thing, even though it's not that many calories, but still, like, I shouldn't, but I will. So I completely understand.
It's rough.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't even like it because they, like, know what actual ice cream tastes like.
Yeah. But it's really not that bad compared to real ice cream, I feel
like.
Yeah,
I like
it. I like it, too. Anyway, so thank you, Ashley, for coming and being on Blend It for the second podcast of College Through the Classes. So the third podcast will be up shortly, and we're going to be talking about junior year, which will be fun for me since I am currently a junior, and we'll get that junior perspective. Finally, upperclassmen's perspective here, so that'll be pretty fun. Thank you for listening and listening all the way through. You can catch me on bakerradio.org for my actual radio show, The Blender, on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 Central and 4 to 6 Pacific. So you can listen to me there or keep listening here for the podcast series. Again, thank you, Ashley Pippin, for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Awesome. So thank you and have a good night, everyone.